I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up.
Hello, I'm Solazar, and this is Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on AM 540 KRXA. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, coming to the Monterey Fairgrounds May 3rd and 4th. So put it on your calendar. It's the place to be. Now, generally, before we talk with our guests and get started in the evening, you know Kirilani would do her Go With The Flow. But Kirilani has been winging east to a conference in Florida where she needs to brief tomorrow on some information related to medical procedures and processes and the business within the Department of Defense and the health services agencies. So that's where she is. And she had to kind of rush off, so she hasn't been able to join us for several of these shows this year, but that doesn't mean she won't. Although she won't be here for the next one either in March. She'll be off on a spiritual workshop, bless her. So I want to bring up some information that Kirilani and I have been doing a series of podcasts every month, at the end of every month, to talk about the energy coming forward for the next month. And so we've talked quite a bit about the preview months of December and January, and we also spoke about February and the various wake-up calls that were coming forward, and how the task for February was really one that was semi-challenging, because it really was about balance and love, and that balanced love, which starts with the self-love, the love of self. So all of us are fabulous at the ability to actually love another, love a pet, extend that love out, but we forget that when we're extending love out without sharing love with ourselves, what we're doing is giving it away. We're not replenishing our pool of love. So learning to love ourselves, which is that challenge that most of us go through in this life, learning to really have that love of self, to accept ourselves, warts and all, as the divine being that we are, and that we are the divine being that's very different from the divine being that's next to us, and that's okay. Learning to love ourselves, that's the real lesson of this month of February. And we talked also about how for the month of February, we had pulled the Osho Zen Tarot card, which was the Ten of Fire, which shows a person kind of in this cut into the ground tunnel that has tied themselves up with rope and is hiding their face from looking above. And all around them, the earth is cracking and crumbling and falling apart, because what it represents is us suppressing ourselves, us holding ourselves back from being that divine being that we came in this world to be. This is the time. Now, this year is a year about liberation of the self, the true self, your spiritual self, the self that you are, not the masks that we wear, not the personas we've created to feel safe and non-vulnerable. No, this is about the liberation of the true self. And March is all about expanding that self into the self of the year. March is the same vibrational energy as the year. So that means in March, we have several power cycles that are coming up that I want to touch on before we get started in our reading show tonight. Several of those points that I want to bring out is one is March 7th. March 7th, coupled with the month, coupled with the year, creates a portal of self-truth and energy. It is a power day. It is a day right down to make something sacred during that day for you, whether it's a special meditation, whether it's a special moment in nature, whether it's just taking the time to sit with the silence and kind of explore what is the truth of who you are. March 7th, the same thing on March 16th, and the same thing on March 25th. Now, we'll talk a lot more about March this coming Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time when Kirilani and I do our podcast for the month of March, where we'll talk more about the energy of March and how best to utilize it coming forward. But since we're preempted here on Good Vibrations Radio, next Saturday with the Cal State University Monterey Bay basketball, I did want to bring up some of this information about March so that you understand, as we're going right now from February to March, we're creating this bridge of energy that it's about Christ consciousness as we're going from this self-love and balance and balanced love into this place of self-truth and liberation of self. This is a critical juncture. Right in the middle of that juncture, next Friday, Mercury, which has been retrograde, goes direct again. So it starts freeing up some of that blocked energy, blocked communication, and challenges we've been facing all around that. But then March 1st, Mars goes retrograde, and it's going to create those points of contention and aggression and assertiveness. So we're going through periods of challenge, and it is really important at that moment that we learn to be the calm in the storm, in the seas around us, that we learn how to actually go into the self that we are, the truth of who we are, and be able to express our divine light out into the world and not let others define that light for us. So these are all some of the keys of going forward from this period of March, of February into March. And I want to remind you that this is the year. This is the year we've all been waiting for. This is the year when everyone has attempted to come forward and say, what is it that I do with my life? Well, this is the year you bring your divinity out. And remember, as each one of us brings our light into the world, it creates an opportunity for someone else to shine their life. And as each of us shines our light, I said life, but I meant light. As each of us shines our light, we create a bigger and brighter light. None of us have to be the biggest, brightest light out there. We just have to be willing to shine our light. And I'm going to give you a heads up. The card for the month of March was a major arcana card from the Osho Zen Tarot. And it's the card of courage. And courage shows a daisy growing out toward the sunlight out of a crack in a rock. Now, nobody told the seed that it needed to lie in this rich, fertile land in order to grow. Nobody told the flower that it couldn't reach up to the sun unless it was planted in that rich, fertile ground. The seed said, my job is to sprout this flower. The flower said, my job is to go toward the sun. And in this picture, the flower itself is radiating its golden light divinity from itself. Nobody was able to stop the flower from growing wherever it ended up being planted. That's the message for all of us in the month of March. Now, as I started to say earlier, this is our readings only show. Remember, fourth, last Saturday of every month, readings only show here on Good Vibrations Radio. And Kira, as I said, suddenly told me, oh, by the way, I have to go to Florida. So we were up We were up very late last night because we're at the Bezong Experience at the Circle of Light, and I may talk more about that a little later. And then up this morning at 4, off to the airport, got Cure off to the airport, and then I've been running around all day and getting some things done. So I'm just glad to be awake, alert, and here, and I'm also glad to have our special guest with us. Our guest to join us for the Readings Only show is Shakti Wilson. And she's been a certified teacher of spiritual response technique for 23 years, a certified emotional response therapist, a Reiki therapist, and a business consultant for women entrepreneurs. And through private consultations, seminars, coaches programs, she coaches individuals to recognize their own potential and stay on track to achieve their personal and business goals. Now, what mindset is holding you back from achieving your goals in relationships, health, or moving ahead in your career? So Shakti uses the spiritual response technique, which is an advanced pendulum dowsing method that directly taps into the subconscious mind to find limited beliefs and patterns. Now, that process will help to identify, remove, and replace old detrimental mindsets from present and past lives with new patterns for success. And the technique helps you align conscious and subconscious mindsets with your intentions to stay focused on achieving your goals. And later on, we can share that Shakti has put out a special discount section of her website, which we'll talk about later, and we did post to the guest page of Good Vibrations Radio. But for right now, let's start by just welcoming Shakti Wilson to Good Vibrations Radio. And Shakti, well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. I feel honored to be here.
Well, and we are honored as well, and we want to let the listeners know that it's almost time for our commercial break. But if you want to call in and get some assistance from Shakti, get some guidance and readings from both of us this evening, the number is area code 831-899-5792. And one of the reasons that we shifted to go to every month this year was because we wanted to have the opportunity to do what we've been doing and to have different people such as Shakti or Carla or Peej, or next month we'll have Kimberly Maroney, to have different people so you can call in and get a different sense of the guidance for each and every month. And so I only share that to remind people, call in, area code 831-899-5792. And Shakti, we're going to go to our commercial break. And when we return, we'll have some time to talk with you and then get to the readings as the listeners call in. So this is okay. Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani, although she's absent, our special guest Shakti Wilson. And we will be right back here on AM 540 KRXA Radio Monterey right after this.
You can enjoy an evening of inspiration, personal growth, intellectual stimulation, and powerful energy for transformation at the Circle of Light. Connect with other adventurous souls seeking the expanded view outside the box. Join us at the Circle of Light on the third Friday of each month at the Unitarian Sanctuary, 490 Aguajita Road, Carmel, just off the PG Pebble Beach exit of Highway 1. Doors open at 7 p.m. General admission is $11, $9 for students and seniors. Call 484-1923 for more information.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
There you go. See, we can bring in Kirilani even when she's not here through the magic of radio. That is really astonishing. And Shakti, we do have a caller online. But before we go to them, is there anything else you would like to share with the listeners to give them a better sense of what they'll experience as they go through the process with you tonight?
Sure. The process called spiritual response technique is a very direct process. And what I'm doing is I'm using I have a series of 32 pendulum charts. What I'm doing is I'm tapping into my higher self and the higher self of the caller. And from that place, I'm divinely guided how to use the pendulum with the charts to find out what exactly the person needs for their healing, to tap into that limited belief, specifically when they picked up that belief system, from whom and what the energy is. And then together in that consciousness, we ask that that energy be released from the subconscious, and then there is a space in the subconscious, and that is when we put in a positive energy. And there's a big difference there for when people are working on healing a specific issue, because many people use positive attitude and positive affirmations, and they keep using them, and there isn't a change. So that's why I love this system, because it removes the block that's underneath, so that if someone is using positive attitude and positive affirmations, it actually gets into the subconscious.
Well, thank you for sharing all of that. And we're going to start right now with Dwayne. And Dwayne, are you with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Can you hear Dwayne there, Shakti?
Yes.
Okay, Dwayne, hold on one second.
Okay.
Dwayne, I'm going to tell you a couple of things that I picked up on you and then pass you on over to Shakti, is that right now you're going through a process where you're second-guessing everything because you have a wonderful and beautiful mind, and your mind is very heavily involved in assessing and evaluating and rethinking everything that you've done and are doing. And it's your mind, actually. Albert Einstein told us that the intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational mind is a faithful servant. And we've built a society that honors the servant and ignores the gift. And right now, your servant seems to be very much rehashing, re-going over everything that you've done and are doing. And that's what we're seeing. I'm also seeing that you're not recognizing that you're at a place right now where everything is available to you if you let go of the expectation of it. So in Zen, they call it the sense of nothingness or no-thingness, where they say in nothing is everything. Once we let go of the expectation, it's like saying that in the color black, all colors exist. And you're in a place right now where everything exists for you if you stop trying to create the expectation of what it needs to look like. I also see you surrounded very much by angels. I see a lot of divine guidance coming to you, and you're not always hearing it because it doesn't always get through the chatter of the mind. Behind you was a period where you've really expanded your own ability to recognize that you're your true source. You're the one that makes everything happen. For those who sit back in the lawn chair and wait for life to come to them, it doesn't happen. But in your case, you are a true source of your divinity. And when you operate from a place of innocence and lack of expectation, you have a better result than you do when you're trying to create a timeline and say it must be done by this time. Recognize that everything has cycles. Autumn happens in autumn. Spring happens in spring. Winter happens in winter. And a lot of what you've been expecting or hoping or anticipating has its own cycle. And once we let go of the expectation, you'll have a better opportunity to see that manifest in your life. And that's what I was seeing at the moment. But I'll ask Shakti to explore more with you as she does her techniques with you.
Okay. Dwayne, do you have a particular question?
Well, it may sound a little strange, but I used to play guitar well. And a long time ago, I quit. And so I've been trying to get back, and I can't seem to get anywhere with it. I find it even hard to work up the enthusiasm although the desire is still there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's just see what blocks are there in the subconscious. So it'll just take me a minute here to see what blocks are there. Hold on just a moment. Okay. In the system, what it says is there's a situation happening or that has happened. We'll find that out. But the energy feels like you don't have any control of it, that you're actually a victim of a certain situation. So what, and fear comes from that. And so what I'd like to find out now is when you picked up that belief system of being a victim and holding some fear. So I'm going to find out when you first accepted that belief system, because when you go back to that first, that root cause in the system, it breaks the cycle. So what I get is about age 5, and it comes from your mother.
Yeah.
And so that resonates with you?
Absolutely.
Okay. So right now I'm going to ask Spirit to clear some of the energy. So on my end, physically it looks like the pendulum is moving in a circle counterclockwise. So we're asking Spirit to clear some of that fear and that victim energy that you felt at that time, because that's still the core, the root cause of blocking the enthusiasm that you're feeling now.
Okay.
So the energy is still moving. And you may feel, you know, some energy moving in your body. If you do, that's fine. It's just some energy moving. Okay, so
yeah,
now there's a little bit. Sorry?
I think I do feel that. I mean, it's
okay.
Not overwhelming, but.
Just a subtle energy of release, a little bit?
Yeah, I guess that is it. I mean, I just, you know, feel like making a big sigh of relief.
Great. Wonderful. So what happened is now there's a space. You know, your subconscious and your heart was filled with that fear and that closed energy, which kept the enthusiasm down. So since there's a little bit of clearing about that, that space is open. So this is when we want to put in a positive energy. So we ask Spirit what that positive energy would be. So hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Okay. The energy is saying to bring it back with joy. So I know that that's a big word, but right now what I'm at, the pendulum is moving in a clockwise position to put that energy back in, to ask Spirit to bless you with that joy, to replace it from that fear and that overwhelm, whatever was happening, you know, with your mother when you were 5. So the root of the healing for you to gain back that enthusiasm for your energy, for music, of who you are, and to allow Spirit to move through you is about letting go of what happened when you were 5.
Wow.
Hold on just a moment. That energy is just okay, because at that time you gave up a lot of your joy. Do you want to share what happened then? You don't have to.
I'd rather he not share that on air.
Okay, great. Okay. So just know that energy is cleared, and some of that energy is moving out now so that you can bring back that enthusiasm for your life.
Well, thank you. I hope that's true. It's something I've been working on for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the more that you can work on that particular issue, whatever that was for you, will help bring that joy back.
Yeah, that's what my guitar playing was joyful. People heard it and they wanted to hear more, and it made them smile.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you can bring that energy back to, you know, during that time period of your life, because that's the true essence of who you are, is that joy through music, that will help bring it back. Let me see if there's anything else.
Okay.
Silence is not good on air, so I'm going to actually
say,
Duane, I'm going to let you go, and Shakti can share anything that she comes up with after. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks so much, Duane. Okay. Good luck,
thank
and
you,
remember,
Duane.
As Shakti said, it's all up to you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
All right, all take right. care.
Blessings. Thank you for calling. And Shakti, we now have with us Michael. And Michael, I'm just going to give you a few things that came across for you. And are you
okay.
all set? Are you all set?
Yes, I am.
Shakti, can you hear Michael?
Yes.
Okay, great. So Michael, one of the things that came across for you is that you're actually at a point right now of being, one of a better term is that everything that you think you've been looking for, have been seeking, or think you needed in order to move to your next phase or next step, already exists within you. It's already there. You are fully mature. You are fully ripe. You're ready to be plucked, and you don't need to gather anything else in order to move forward. But what you've struggled with, perhaps, a struggle may be a strong word, but what you've potentially struggled with is this idea that sometimes we have to get rid of in order to gain. And it's the old image of sometimes we have to scorch the earth in order for new life to grow. And I'm not suggesting that you burn everything down around you. What I'm really saying is that sometimes we're holding on to things because we think those are the things that are the pillars of our stability, and they're the very things that are keeping us from moving to our next level. And it's important to examine that, recognizing that there's a part within you that already knows, you already know what the next level can look like for you, what your next move needs to be or can be. And you already know what you need to shed. And it's just taking the step and doing the action at the moment in time. You've been receiving a lot of intuitive guidance on your own. You've been receiving a lot of little hits here and there that you've discounted along the way. But you hear them, and you are hearing them, and you know that they're there. And at different times when you've engaged your mind, you've gone through this, like, you know, angel on the shoulder, devil on the shoulder type of dialogue where it's going back and forth of yes, you can, no, you can't, yes, you can, no, you can't. And just know that you're at the place right now where that dialogue doesn't matter to you. It is what you see as your vision going forward. And you're in a place of healing all of those things that previously have been the speed bumps in the forward movement of your life. You are in that place right now, and it's just your willingness to accept, your willingness to love, as I talked earlier at the top of the show about the self-love, your willingness to do that and love yourself, accept yourself, and forgive yourself for those choices in the past that you feel haven't served you. And
okay.
Now I'll actually pass you over to Shakti.
Okay, hi, Michael. Do you have a particular focus?
No, just what was just said was very meaningful. And I did go, I am entering a new phase of my life because I'm, you know, getting up in the years, you know, so different priorities. But I have gone through a divorce after 27 years of being together. We raised a family, and we're still, you know, I still have a lot of love for my family, but we're not together anymore. And so I'm just, you know, it's a new phase for me. And I'm optimistic. It's just, you know, it's been very difficult. I have, you know, my employment, too, has been stressful. But I think I've been absorbed in it to forget everything else. But,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll just see what comes up for you. And
okay.
what it's saying right now is you have a desire. I mean, it says a desire to escape, but what that means is a release, you know, from limited beliefs, because there's a lot of potential that is within you. So it's just important to honor that. Whenever the mind wants to wander or how to get out of a situation, it's about to bring it back. and focus on that power that is within you. So I'm asking Spirit to clear that energy so that you stay powerfully present in who you are and get in touch with really what you want in your life. And it's talking about bring back that, it's called divine justice, the self-honor and the self-respect that you have for yourself. So whatever you can do to regain that, to fulfill yourself with that, will definitely divinely guide you to what you need to do next on your path.
Okay.
Because that wasn't present earlier in your life, so it's about now. Whatever you can do to bring that energy back. And let me see what else is there for you.
And while you're doing that, Shakti, I wanted to add one thing that, Michael, part of your life path for this life is understanding that your prosperity and abundance comes through that sense of self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like the medallion you carry inside yourself for all things that you go through. So listening to what Shakti said, too, it's about that embracing of yourself as you go forward.
Okay.
Okay, the other thing I came up with was, it says ascension is the purpose. In other words, your purpose in life is to get in touch with that higher part of yourself to really honor that divinity and know that you have no self, you have no limitations to the ability of what you want to accomplish. So I'm asking Spirit to clear any self-limitation that is in the subconscious so that when your subconscious and your conscious mind are aligned with your intention. And what needs to be cleared is any separation that you may feel from who you are and other people. And we're asking Spirit to replace that definitely with you, with divine intelligence, that you get aligned with your specific divine intelligence for you so that you're divinely guided for the next level. It's there. It's so there. And it's just about you taking that time through a meditation or whatever that alignment is for you, is to listen to it because it's right there.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Michael, many blessings to you. We hope that information was helpful to you.
It was. It was. I thank you, both of you, very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Many blessings and blessings along your journey. For everyone else, we want to let you know that this is Good Vibrations Radio right here on AM 540 KRXA, Radio Monterey. We're doing a readings-only show. This is Solazar along with the special guest Shakti Wilson. And if you, too, would like to call in and get some information, get some guidance, or clear some blockages, as Shakti is able to do, then call area code 831-899-5792. Now, in the meantime, as we go to a commercial break, I want to remind you that Shakti's website is www.life-solutions.net. Life-solutions.net. You can go to the guest page of Good Vibrations Radio to also connect over. But we will be back with more readings, clearings, and guidance right after this commercial break. The gifted light worker and award-winning healer Serendipity channels spirit guides and angels to gain insight into your individual issues. Serendipity pulls in the information from your Akashic records to identify and move you past your blocks, help discover your life path, or even connect with loved ones who have passed over. You can contact Serendipity at 831-917-0158. For a personal consultation. Remember, it's never too late to be who you might have been.
Hi, this is Kirilani. People have been asking me what I've been doing because I look younger and I'm glowing. Well, I'm here to share with you my magic potion. It's called Nerium, which is a phenomenal age-defying skin treatment breakthrough. In clinical results, people like you are seeing on average a 30% improvement in the appearance of lines and wrinkles, skin discoloration, uneven skin texture, enlarged pores, and aging skin. I'm seeing these great results, and so are my family and friends. So check out the real results at kirilani.nerium.com. And the best part to me is Nerium is totally plant-based, grown pesticide-free, no chemicals, no preservatives, and no gluten. Do you want to look younger? Well, try Nerium now. Nourish your skin with a risk-free 30-day trial. Go to kirilani.nerium.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
And this is Sol Lazar. We're doing a readings-only show tonight, last Saturday of every month, starting in November. We do a readings-only show, and Kirilani, once again, is winging away. She's on her way to brief at a conference tomorrow in Florida. And joining us this evening, of course, is Shakti Wilson, who is a certified teacher of spiritual response technique, and she uses her techniques to help people clear their blockages. So if you'd like to call in and get some guidance, get some information just for entertainment, or to help clear your blockages, whatever you feel, the number is area code 831-899-5792. And by the way, for those of you out there who are not picking up your phones to call, I can see you. I know you're there. But the other thing I wanted to mention is when you're listening to the information or guidance being given to another person, if something resonates with you, that may be the information that's also being shared for you to pick up on. So keep that in mind as people are calling in and getting their information. So, Shakti, what is it that got you into the spiritual response technique? How did you discover it? What was the journey to it? And what made you adopt that as a practice that you prefer?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was about 1989, and my children were young at the time, and I was looking for a way to help people spiritually transform. And I was already involved with meditation and yoga at that time. And I really didn't know what technique or how to help people in that way. So I just started putting that out in the universe, knowing that that was my purpose. And about 3 months later, my husband said to me, I have a video of a friend of ours. His name was Robert Detzler. He's a Unity minister. And he said, well, Robert isn't doing the ministry anymore. He and his wife were the ministers in San Jose at that time. And I said, well, what is he doing? Well, he's using a pendulum. And I said, wow, what's he doing with that? And I said, well, I'll watch the video. I had no idea what it was about. And with Unity philosophy, it's a non-denominational group, they do use a lot of affirmations, and I always had the question, why aren't affirmations working for people? What is that? I always had that question. And when I watched the video, Robert Detzler said, the first thing he says in the video, the reason affirmations don't work is there's a block in the subconscious, and this method taps into exactly what that belief system is in the subconscious through information from higher self going into the Akashic records, and that information is then cleared and opens the way to allow an affirmation to be assimilated. And I went, that is amazing. So I was living in Oregon at the time. Robert Detzler was in Washington State. I called him up and said, I want to hear more about what you are offering. So he was in my house in 2 weeks. And we did a lot of this spiritual response technique work together. And it was clearing so much of my childhood and some of my past lives that I just felt so good, and I knew that I needed to do this work for myself so that I can clear my energy for my children so I can break that pattern so that they don't need to carry on the baggage that I have. So I worked on myself for a year before I started working on anyone else, and I just saw so many changes, and I said, you know what, I think this is really my path to help people. So 1991, I created a class in my home in Oregon, and then I started teaching after a year. So I've been involved with it for that long, and just the changes that I see in people is just so rewarding to be able to give that gift to people and for them to directly find out what is the root cause of, you know, the block in my subconscious. It's very exciting, and it saves a lot of time for people who have spent many years in therapy and really haven't gotten to the root.
Oh, that's excellent. That was excellent. That was, thank you once again for sharing that portion of the journey, although I have to admit I'm confused. I thought people from California went to Oregon. I didn't think people from Oregon came to California. But maybe that was clearing a blockage, you know?
Well, I was actually in California first.
I does.
And then I went to Oregon, and then they came back.
Good for you. So good for you. So thank you for sharing that. And that's a very powerful. And I always feel that the modality chooses the practitioner.
Absolutely.
And we find what works best for us. And obviously, this really works very well for you. And joining us right now also is Catherine. And Catherine, are you there?
I'm here.
And Shakti, can you hear Catherine?
Yes. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
So we actually have about 6 minutes before we break away to the top of the hour news. So, Catherine, I'm going to ask Shakti to get started with you and then carry over to the top of the hour news. And if you could stay around for the second hour, we can finish up some more.
Sure.
Okay. Is that work for you, Shakti?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
Catherine, do you have a particular focus question?
Well, yes. The last little while on my meditation, I have been focusing on bringing my consciousness into my purpose in life and my heart's desire. And I just wonder if you see anything like a blockage there that might be standing in my way, particularly considering the kind of work that you are talking about tonight.
Mhm. Okay. Yes. In this system, there is some scarring. So what that means is there is just an old emotional pain, and let's just see what that is. And it has to do with a separation, and there is some fear about an old issue. And let's see, when then that comes from. Actually, there is a past life that's important to clear. Are past lives in your philosophy?
Well, yes, and I'm aware that there are two in particular that are my focus right now. I don't have much detail about it, but I just know there are two.
Okay.
That are still unfinished business.
Okay, well, maybe that's why I tapped into that. Okay, well, this one has to do with when you were a female and has to do with it's a spiritual life. So it's you as a female and a mother, which is the head of the group, okay? Mm-hmm. So there's harm done to you by her. Now, you do not know the person in this lifetime, but the energy that you brought forth from the past life, that's how I use the past lives, is I want to know what energy you're manifesting now. Okay, and then we ask to clear that. So that's what's important to me. So let's just see what that is. Okay, it comes up from shame. So I'm going to ask Spirit to clear that. And remember, this is, you know, just past life energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're clearing the subconscious of that so that you don't carry that that pattern in this life, because we don't want you to keep attracting any situations where you feel shame. So we're going to ask Spirit to clear that and bring back the joy of who you are and your connection to your spiritual source, because it was a spiritual life. And in that spiritual life, you were harmed for doing healing work. Mm. So we're going to ask Spirit to clear that so that you don't feel any shame about your purpose. You see, many times healers have this in past lives where they were harmed or felt restricted for doing their spiritual work. So here they come this lifetime and they say, I want to do this purpose. I have this guidance to do this, but they hold back because the subconscious says, oh, no, we don't want to go there again. We remember what happened last time. Okay, so we're going to ask Spirit to clear that so that you can feel the joy and feel safe about doing your purpose this lifetime.
Okay.
And so there's, let me see. Okay, so we're clearing three past lives with that particular issue.
Mm-hmm.
Does that fit to what you're processing?
Well, no, like I said, I don't have any details about it yet. See, I've been working mm-hmm. through a number of them during the past many years, and mm-hmm. And I'm aware that there are more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I haven't gotten the clues yet, you know, of mm-hmm. what is involved.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the reason Spirit said to clear this is so that you can feel comfortable putting your purpose out in the world.
Okay.
So that you don't have to hide it and you can feel safe.
All right.
Do we still have more time?
We've got about a minute to not quite, actually about 80 seconds. So we're getting very, very close.
Okay.
And Catherine, I would like you to stay with us over the top of the hour past the news, because I have some things to share with you, but I won't have time.
Okay. I'd like to.
Okay. And Shaki, you got about a minute if you want to continue. I'm sorry.
Okay. There was some energy to clear about blocks to creative energy.
Okay.
And so it's clearing a situation that happened when you were 20, and it's with a family member. So we're asking Spirit to clear that energy so that you're open to your creative energy.
Okay.
And it's saying to clear any self-limitation or any feeling that you're responsible for anything that happened during that age so that you can be feel free to follow your creative energy.
Okay.
And also the positive energy also to put in is about accepting your spiritual gifts.
Mm, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we're going to start our breakaway right now to the top of the hour. Catherine, stay with us. And as we do that, I'm actually going to play a little bit of Karen Drucker, You Are Healed. For everybody else, I want to remind you, come on back after the top of the hour news. Call 831-899-5792. Get your information and guidance from both myself and Shaki Wilson, who will help clear what's blocking you in the moment. This is Good Vibrations Radio right here on AM 540 KRXA. Yep, there's that top of the hour break information. So we're going to go ahead and cut away. Thank you for listening. Many blessings, but come right back. 831-899-5792. Thanks. Hello, I'm Solazar, and this is Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on AM 540 KRXA. Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, coming to the Monterey Fairgrounds May 3rd and 4th. So start paying attention and watching for the ads, because it's going to be a wonderful fair once again. And tonight we have our special guest, Shakti Wilson, who's sharing with us for our readings only show, helping people to clear their blockages as well as giving them guidance and information. And one of the things that Shakti did in preparation for the show is she put up a very special page, www.pendulumsessions.com. It's pendulumsession.com. It's singular. And it's on the guest page of Good Vibrations Radio. But if you go there, you can book a discounted session with Shakti. So if you're hesitant to call in this evening and get into all the details of working through your clearances and clearance and blockages with Shakti on air, you can actually go to pendulumsession.com, and it's also on the guest page of Good Vibrations Radio, and go ahead and book your reduced discount session by Shakti. And Shakti, thank you very much for doing that. That was wonderful.
You're welcome.
So we want to encourage people to explore. As Shakti shares her talents with us this evening, be willing to explore more and find out more about what she does. And Catherine, are you still with us?
I am.
Well, thank you for hanging in there. Catherine, I'm going to mention a few things for you, and then if Shakti has anything else to go on, we can continue that way. But
an
interesting thing came up for me, and I wanted to share with you, is that your vibration for your life path in this life is actually for the master teacher for clarity and wisdom. And I found that interesting as you were exploring your experience with Shakti, because you were asking for clarity and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I would jump backwards to the fact that what I see for you right now is what we call this period of really opening up to trust of the universe. And so In the Osho Tarot, the trust is represented by a card that shows an androgynous young child jumping out into the azure blue sky. It's just out there. Now, the child has no idea what's below, has no idea what's ahead, has no idea if anything is going to help soften the blow. But yet the child trusts enough to say, I'm going to go forward in full faith and trust. And in response, the universe has placed this beautiful bed of rose petals to cushion the landing of the child. And that's what I'm seeing for you right now, is this absolute need, or this absolute task of trusting. And what seems to kind of be blocking the trust, and I don't want to use the term blocking in the way Shakti is talking about it, but getting in the way of the trust is sometimes the ability to commit to a choice one way or the other. And so what's happening is that you're seeing everything. You have this capacity to see a lot. And based on that, you're sometimes hesitant to totally commit to one side or another, because you can see the good and bad in both positions. And I think you're being called to really just be the true rebel, to not go with the routine, to not go with the standard, to not go with what society deems as normal, but to go with what your heart is telling you and break the bounds and chains that are holding you back from making that choice, and do it. Just do it. Because there's a soul inside you that's so much of a rebel, and yet the mores of society are holding it back, and you're letting the mores hold it back. Let it free. let it free. And inside you is this beautiful flowering goddess that's waiting to truly express herself in the world. And to me, there's a sense of, you know this. There's nothing I'm saying that you don't know. And once that goddess flowers, there's absolutely no stopping her. And it's as if the abundance will continue to just flow from the inside flowering and beauty of that goddess as it comes out into the world. It'll be so natural. It'll be so comfortable. And it'll be one of those things you would look back on later and say, why did I wait so long?
Thank you, Salazar.
You're very welcome. So I did want to share that as that had come up. And Shakti, was there anything else that you wanted to share with Catherine or express?
Yes, there was one thing that showed up, and it's a pattern in the subconscious, and it's so subtle. It's called a hidden vow. A hidden vow is just a belief system that we repeat often, so it becomes a very subtle energy.
I'll never do that.
But this is about appeasement. And that means it's aligned with what Salazar was saying. It's about giving away what you really want to do to other people. And so it is time for you to do that for yourself. And the pattern, there was something around age 10, but I just asked Spirit to clear that pattern that you have so that you can bring this energy back to yourself. Be very kind to yourself and love and honor yourself. And that can bring just so much joy to you and joy to your spiritual path.
Thank you. And then when you say the hidden vow is appeasement, that I vow to appease whenever there's a conflict?
Yes, it would be a conflict or someone else's opinion over yours.
Okay.
You'd rather give, let the other person decide. More than you say, I would like to do this. The hidden vow means you'll give that opinion away to other people.
Okay, thank you so much.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, Catherine.
And it's just saying to change that in the subconscious is to really think about what is it that I want to do right now in this moment.
Okay, I will.
And that's the best way to break that pattern is to be aware of that. So I ask Spirit to bring back the awareness of real truly, you know, what is your divine gift? To be aware of it, and what do I need right now? And what do I need, how do I need to serve right now?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, Catherine, for calling, and thank you for listening, and we hope that that was of value to you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, many blessings to you.
You too.
Thank you. Namaste.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
So for the rest of you listening out there, the number is 831-899-5792. And Shakti, at the top of the show, I had made a reference to something that I would like to call back to, even though it's not directly about what we're doing here. And that was last night's Circle of Light, which was held at the Unitarian Universalist Sanctuary in Carmel. And as the listeners of this show know, we're big supporters of the Circle of Light. We want to let folks know that coming up on March 21st for the autumn equinox will be a very special channeling with channeled guidance. And we had some great guidance that came through for winter solstice. And we expect some great guidance coming through for autumn equinox. And we incur spring equinox, rather. How quickly I let the year go by. And so I want to encourage listeners to go to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com where they can download the schedule for the Circle of Light and get more information about that. But while they're there, we also want to encourage them to go to pendulumsession.com to actually schedule that private session with you at a reduced rate, which you so kindly gifted to the listeners of the show. And What can someone expect? They've gotten this little taste from you this evening as you go through with the callers, but what would a session be like with you? What's the experience?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's similar to what the caller experienced tonight. And what happens after the clearing is done, they feel a little bit lighter. They let go of a very strong belief system that was holding them tight, that was stopping them from their spiritual growth, their spiritual goals, and how to serve in the world. And when someone has a session, they can come with a focus. You know, do they have a block to a health situation or relationship question or want to move ahead in their career? And so we just tap into what that focus is for them so that they can just release whatever limited beliefs are there that are held in the subconscious so that they can be free.
And I'd like to remind the listeners, too, as they're listening, that you can hear that the gentle healing energy within Shakti's voice also. So when you're looking to experience something with someone, you certainly want someone that you would feel has that type of that type of energy flowing from them, because I can really hear that, Shakti. And so I want to let folks know we're going to go to a commercial break. I want to encourage them to visit life-solutions.net to find out more about your work, but also to go to pendulumsession.com to book that private session at a reduced rate. So this is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani, who's absent, but she's always here. And our special guest, Shakti Wilson. It's our readings-only show. And we will be right back after this commercial break.
Welcome to the world of diamond consciousness, the unequivocal yes.
With diamond alignment, you can experience all the benefits of meditation online in just 6 minutes. Try it once and change your day. Try it every day and change your life.
The diamond energy of joy and equanimity will emanate from you today. Watch the world change around you and have a diamond day.
Tanziana has had the gift of healing all her life. Since 1995, she's devoted her training and studies to the art of self-healing through gentle touch. Tanziana uses her touch and her alignment with her council of spiritual masters and elementals to move you through your challenges and blocks. Let your personal fairy godmother provide energetic healing, create your personal sacred space, or minister to your special ceremony, life, weddings, divorces, anniversaries, or birthdays. You can contact Tanziana at 831-884-9827 to schedule your special Fairy Godmother event open to the healing touch of the Fairy Godmother.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
And this is Solazar, and we're doing our Good Vibrations Radio readings only show. It's the last Saturday of the month. As I mentioned earlier, Kirilani was unable to join us because she had to wing east into, unfortunately, a series of delayed flights, as she had called me. Hopefully she will arrive at Orlando, Florida sometime this evening and has a very early call for presentation at a conference tomorrow. So I wish her well and much healing energy, much safety, and many, many angels going her way. And our special guest this evening, of course, is Shakti Wilson from lifesolutions.net. That's life-solutions.net. Shakti is a certified teacher of spiritual response technique, certified emotional release therapist, a Reiki therapist, and as well as a business consultant for women entrepreneurs. Now, Shakti has also prepared a very special discount for listeners of this show, and you can go to www.pendulumsession.com to book a private session with Shakti at a reduced discount. At a, well, of course, reduced in discount is redundant, but at a discount rate. So if reduced works better for you, use it. If discount works better, use it. And Shakti has been, of course, sharing that technique with us, with the callers this evening. So if you would like to get a session with Shakti right now on air, a mini session, the number is 831-899-5792. And Shakti, I had asked during the break if it might be possible for me to get a session with you so we can clear some of those blockages that are keeping me from being a an NBA All-Star center.
I'll work on that one. That's a great request. I love it. Okay, let's just see. Well, Spirit has a sense of humor along with you.
That's good.
It's not your function to do that.
that's good.
That's not your purpose. Okay, let's just see what your Spirit has for you.
Hmm.
Okay. Okay, this is just talking about control in your life, and for you to allow Spirit to really be in charge of your life and whatever is showing up. So whatever challenges, situations are come your way that you need new information about, is really just to let that divine intelligence move through you to give you that divine guidance.
Okay. That is always very pertinent for me. You know, it's that former Marine aspect of me that always needs softening.
Yeah. So. This is so special when this comes up. It doesn't come up that often, but the word that comes up is miracles. So what it's saying is there's so many miracles that are around you and are waiting to manifest.
Okay, wonderful.
And so it's just great. Let's just see if there's anything blocking. It just says no, there's nothing blocking. It just wants you to be open. So that probably is connected to the control. Just to allow the miracles to come in. You know, just allow Spirit to bless you in your life and bless your work. And any time the mind wants to take charge, to say, could you sit over here for a minute and just allow Spirit to take over.
Yeah, let that faithful servant be a servant.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking that because that came up during Dwayne, who was our first caller this evening. And I was, when you were saying this to me, I was feeling very much that connection to what I shared even with Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going back, and Dwayne, if you're still listening, I would like to share with Dwayne, and then as well as the listeners, that last year for me was a very transformative year. I had a position, you know, I'm a retired Marine. I had a position for almost 20 years with the Department of Defense as a consultant in a position that was created for me. Mm-hmm. And they decided to let it go. I mean, it was just that type of a decision. Okay, it's there. It's created for you. We need your expertise. We no longer need that. It was just like that. And and coupled that with a series of several other things that were going on. So last year, Dwayne, for me, and I'd like you to understand, was an extraordinarily transformative year. And I know I'm not alone in that. There are many other people that I've encountered that it was the same. So when Dwayne was making those comments that he's been going through a lot of shifts and differences. And I think Michael also said he was going through the divorce and reexamining of things. My feeling about that for everybody listening is it's just time. If we haven't done it, it's time. Now, I was also, for those who understand astrology, going through my Saturn return at the same time. And when I look at the whole transit of my Saturn return, it fully travels every moment of the shifts and the expressions and everything that I went on. And a Saturn return is when Saturn, of course, realigns with where it was in our natal chart, does it every 29 and a half years. And the second one tends to be longer and more powerful depending on what we did in the first one. And so for everyone, now is really that time, as I said at the beginning, for all of us to say, what's our truth? What do we want to bring out in the world? Shakti is bringing out what she does in the world. And you can hear how well she does that when you listen to what she's expressing to others and how she expresses it. She's bringing it out because she's found where her divine gift is and it brought it out. Now, she found it 23 years ago, but you know what? George Eliot always said, it's never too late to be what you might have been. So that's no... Right? You know, Grandma Moses didn't paint a lick till she was 60 years old. Mm-hmm. So there's no excuse for any of us to not be trying to say, what is the light I want to share in the world? And then turn that light on.
Mm-hmm. You know? I think it's time for all of us. Mm-hmm. It's very true.
Yeah, and have you experienced that with your client base also, that more and more people have been going through these transformational shifts in the last year?
Absolutely, and that's why I began working with women entrepreneurs, because they were coming into this phase for themselves also, saying, you know, I need to be this creative person. I have all these creative ideas that I have stuffed because of my life. Life got in the way. And now I really need to do this project. So that's why I'm, you know, doing some of my work with the women entrepreneurs so that they can bring that gift to the world.
And from a male perspective, even though all of us have the energy of both the male and female, but from a male perspective, we need you women in the world. We need you women cleaning up the mess that we've made. because we've done such a bad job. Now, that's not the image of the woman cleaning in the house. That's not what I mean. It's just the women in the workplace are really creating new energies, new direction, and a new focus that has less of that paternalistic energy, less of that aggressive Mars energy that for whatever reason... the males, no matter what Mars energy we have, we tend to carry more of that warlike energy into our interactions than women do. And we need more of that compromise. And compromise is not a bad thing. Compromise is about finding the solutions that serve both of us.
Absolutely. And that's, it's the balance of the male and female.
Yes.
We need both.
And we certainly need more of that. And so the ladies that are listening, we need you bringing your creative forces to the forefront in this world right now. Mm-hmm. And it's something, obviously, working with Shakti that you can do. You can help them with that by helping them clear the blockages that have held them back.
And it's very exciting.
Yeah.
Because these women they're just so passionate about it.
Yeah.
Because their previous life, you know, was dull and boring, and they weren't honoring their gift and themselves and their spirituality and their creative abilities, and so they're so excited. So it's fun for me.
Well, we should also keep in mind that historically, we created a society in the United States following World War II built on a military hierarchical model. And that model, again, that's a paternalistic model. It's very much of, you know, there are all these different layers and all these different authorities and certain things are controlled in certain ways. And yet that's not a creative model. It's not a model that expands in our creativity. And our creativity is a full expression of our divinity. Oh, we lost Shakti. So let's see if we can get her back. And so it's a full expression of our creativity, and we should be willing to, you know, go ahead and allow that in today's environment, allow our creativity to flow, expand, and just blossom. All of us, male or females, it really doesn't matter. So we'll try to get Shakti back. Good. And so she's back with us. And what I was saying, Shakti, is that is that our creativity is really the full expression of our divinity. It's really the tapping
yes,
in.
Yes, it is.
And I have never, and this is my experience, of course, and others may have different, but I have never been in a true creative or brainstorming session where people did not feel energized, alive, happy, engaged, and really felt like something was happening versus I'm going to tell you how to do it, and here we're going to do, and this is the way it is. and people go away and say, okay, what do I need to get done before 5 because I'm going home?
That's right. It doesn't work anymore.
No.
That model, it does not work.
I think the model only worked. It's just, it's a deception that we allow ourselves to have. I think the model works when there needs to be a high level of control. Mm-hmm. It's just that we thought, because it was very structural, that everything needed a high level of control.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our mistaken belief.
Mm-hmm.
And so for most things, it didn't work. I mean, Silicon Valley, the expansion of Silicon Valley going through the 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond, really showed at a certain level, in order for things to be built, the controls didn't work. The controls would come in later when people released their stocks and became public companies. And then now all of a sudden, you had to bring in the people who did things a certain way that looked good to other people. And so it shows the fraud of the process in the truest sense. Creativity
okay. Yeah.
does not survive in a hierarchy, in the, no matter how they slice or dice it.
That's right. So,
well, Shakti, I'm going to thank you for joining us this evening. It's really been a pleasure.
I
want to let folks know once again they can go to pendulumsession.com to actually sign up for their discounted session with Shakti. They can go to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com to just connect right over, but it's pendulumsession.com. I would like all of you to write that down, and you can find out more about Shakti Wilson at life-solutions.net. It's truly been a joy for those
thank
in
you
the
so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your sticking through it. It's been fun to work with you here this evening. And I want to let folks know you'll be at the Rota Fair May 3rd and 4th at the Monterey Fairgrounds. But not to wait. Go to pendulumsession.com and get your session.
Yes. And I want to thank you for offering such a beautiful consciousness in your radio show. It's just obvious. And your dedication in helping people transform. So I want to thank you and honor you for the opportunity that you're providing.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that. I will admit I'm blushing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shakti. Have a wonderful evening. So,
thank you.
And so we want to let the folks know that we will go to a commercial break. We're going to come back with a little bit more of Good Vibrations Radio, and we're going to close out with a peace meditation. Because at all times in the world, we have got to create and keep that intention for peace. Somebody said to me the other night something about my sweet Lord or something like that. And I said, yes. I said, unfortunately, the one that everybody wants to call the Lord isn't my Lord, but I think John Lennon is my Lord. So I would love to honor John Lennon by also helping us keep the focus intention on peace in the world. And so we're going to close tonight with a peace meditation, and we hope you'll participate and give us your focus and intention as we do. But this is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we will be right back with more after this.
Hi, this is Kirilani. People have been asking me what I've been doing because I look younger and I'm glowing. Well, I'm here to share with you my magic potion. It's called Nerium, which is a phenomenal age-defying skin treatment breakthrough. In clinical results, people like you are seeing on average a 30% improvement in the appearance of lines and wrinkles, skin discoloration, uneven skin texture, enlarged pores, and aging skin. I'm seeing these great results, and so are my family and friends. So check out the real results at kirilani.nerium.com. And the best part to me is Nerium is totally plant-based, grown pesticide-free, no chemicals, no preservatives, and no gluten. Do you want to look younger? Well, try Nerium now. Nourish your skin with a risk-free 30-day trial. Go to kirilani.nerium.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
You know, this is Solazar, and a couple of things I mentioned earlier I want to bring back is that I've posted on the Good Vibrations guest page a download of the Circle of Light schedule for March through June of 2014. So coming up in March 21st, of course, Friday night, March 23rd, the Circle of Light is the third Friday of every month, is a beautiful channeling that will be done for spring equinox. And we're going to have on March 15th, in the second hour of the show, Liliana Bethany, the trans channel for the Councils of the Seventh Awakening, will actually join us and do as they did for winter solstice. Of course, for winter solstice, they channeled right on air and shared that, and that's getting quite a few views on our podcast site. And you can still go check that out, that winter solstice channeling that was done in December, and go back and check that and listen to that. A lot of great information was passed for 2014, what you can expect. And we expect some more of that out of the spring equinox. They're calling it the Great Awakening. And so since this is the year of the liberation of self, the opening of the crown chakra, which shines the light of our soul into our mind, as well as creates our connection to the divine. The spring equinox, you got to remember, is New Year's Day in the sacred calendar, or divine calendar. If it wasn't for the strictures and structures of the Catholic Church involved in the creation of the calendar and the definition of the calendar, New Year's Day would actually be the 21st of March as we know it today. That would be the first day of every new year, and it certainly is for the divine calendar as well as the astrological year. So we want to remind folks that that is coming up, and that's really a powerful time, and we encourage everyone to pay attention to the Circle of Light and the monthly community that it creates, and we really appreciate the connection with Liliana Bethany and Nolan Matthew, the founders of the Circle of Light. So one of the other things I want to mention is, again, the podcast that Kirilani and I are doing the last Wednesday of every month. Our next one is coming up this Wednesday, the 26th of February, and we'll be looking at the energy of March. And you can go to the products page of goodvibrationsradio.com in order to connect over to that and sign up. And if you sign up, if you can't listen that evening, it's 6 p.m. Pacific time, you'll at least be able to get the podcast recording as well as the resource guide that we put together. And these resource guides are really fabulous tools for walking through the month in a very sacred way. to find out really what's going on in the month. So they're very powerful. We've had a lot of excellent feedback from the calls we've done so far, and we intend to keep doing them and expanding them as we go through. So for those who have already participated, we want to thank you. For those who continue to participate, we want to thank you in advance. Now, I mentioned before the break that we were going to close out with a meditation for peace. But before we do that, I wanted to share something that came through. It might have come through Facebook. It might have come through somewhere else. But it's Mark Twain's top 9 tips for living a kick butt type of life. And one of the things, and I love Mark Twain. I was a big fan of his growing up, read everything I could get my hands on, and then some, and I continued to read him. But first thing he said is the very first thing, and it goes right with what we said the energy of this year is and what this coming energy of the month of March will be, and it's approve of yourself. Know who you are, approve all yourself, and your limitations, number 2, may just be in your mind. Remember, everything is available to us if we get out of our own way. Number 3, he said, lighten up and have some fun. Find the humor in the situations that sometimes we agonize over. 4, let go of anger. Remember, anger and resentment and revenge are all the issues of us carrying on something that is not changing the other person. They've often said that resentment and revenge, and this couples with anger, is a lot like trying to poison another person by drinking the poison ourselves. So number 4 is let go of anger. 5, release yourself from entitlement. None of us are fully entitled to anything in this life that we don't make a space for, that we don't create the opening for. We can't expect it to come to us. We have to go out and open up to it. 6, if you're taking a different path, prepare for reactions. People around us do not like when we change from what they expect us to do or be. They don't like that. Number 7 is keep your focus steadily on what you want. As long as you know what you want and keep taking steps in that direction, you'll get there. And 8, don't focus so much on making yourself feel good. And that's not the same as go out of your way to make yourself feel bad. It's really sometimes doing what we want is not always what feels good in the moment. It may feel better in the moment to eat a quart of ice cream than it does to do the exercise. It may feel better in that moment. That doesn't mean it's the better thing to do. But 9, make sure you're doing what you want to do, not what other people are telling you to do, or not what other people say you should do. Do what's right for you. And that's not the same as just doing, you say, well, I'm not going to do this, I'm just going to do that. You know what actually is right for you, is good for you, and feels best for you. Make sure you're paying attention to that, and you're not just denying yourself something because you don't want to put the effort forward. So that's Mark Twain's top 9 tips for living a kick-butt life. And now, what we'd like you to do, if you're driving, give us your intention and not your focus. But for everyone else, we would like you to give us your focus as we prepare to do our meditation for peace. So we're doing the meditation to the music Hope, from Sean Paul and by courtesy of Sean Paul Productions. Dwight Eisenhower reminded us, we seek peace knowing that peace is the true climate of freedom. Attract world peace. Thoughts become things, whether conscious or unconscious.
Mother Teresa said, if we have no peace, it's because we've forgotten that we belong to each other.
The law of attraction states, that which is like unto itself is drawn. We've attracted our current circumstances with our past thoughts and actions. Let's try again.
As John F. Kennedy said, the problems of the world can't possibly be solved by skeptics or cynics whose horizons have become limited by the obvious realities. We need men who can dream dreams that never were.
The law of attraction tells us to dream of a world at peace. Believe it's possible. Dare to change your thoughts and act as if we're at peace.
Gandhi told us, you must be the change you wish to see in the world.
And Bernard Baruch said, if the history of the past 50 years teaches us anything, it's that peace does not follow disarmament. Disarmament follows peace.
John F. Kennedy shared, one person can make a difference, and every person should try.
One of the greatest modern statesmen, Winston Churchill, taught us that courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen.
Visualize a world at peace. Martin Luther King Jr. asked us to take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step.
John F. Kennedy said that peace is a daily, a weekly, a monthly process, gradually changing opinions, slowly eroding old barriers, quietly building new structures. Attract world peace.
Nelson Mandela taught us, if you want to make peace with your enemy, you have to work with your enemy, and then he becomes your partner.
And Moshe Dayan told us, if you want to make peace, don't talk to your friends. Talk to your enemies. Act as if we're at peace.
Harry Truman said, it is understanding that gives us an ability to have peace. When we understand the other fellow's viewpoint and he understands ours, then we can sit down and work out our differences.
The Dalai Lama told the world, each of us must learn to work not just for oneself or one's own family or nation, but for the benefit of all humankind. Universal responsibility is the key to human survival. It's the best foundation for world peace.
Buddha reminded us that all that we are is a result of what we've thought.
Be grateful for a world at peace.
Attract world peace.
Believe our world is at peace.
Albert Einstein taught that imagination is everything. It's the preview of life's coming attractions. Attract world peace.
The Dalai Lama shared, love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries.
And Maya Kincaid shared a message from the humpback whales. Peace does not occur by changing your neighbor, your friend, or politician. It happens when humans take the personal responsibility to be peace itself. It begins at home with a peaceful heart.
Think of the changes that would occur in the lives of people you know. Not to mention how this would ripple out to others. Imagine how your life would change by this simple practice. Attract world peace.
Attract world peace.
I can see peace, I can see war, I can see sunshine, or I can see a storm. What do you choose? No, I choose to love where freedom flies from my heart.
Yeah.